Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to the 17th of the hour. This is Carlos Santana bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Very excited about having our good friend Chris Bishop back on the show. Chris is a writer, a speaker, a futurist. I certainly found him to be so. Chief Reinvention Officer at Improvising Careers. He's also a pretty darn good rock star bassist. He's a jingle producer and writer. The Kit Kat, Give Me a Break, and many others that he's written. As I said, folks, he's a renaissance man. Hey, Chris, thanks again for being here. We're talking about quantum computing, and in the previous segment, we set the table to distinguish between a digital computer like the one sitting in front of you, folks, or the one in your hand or in your pocket, or the one on your wrist, maybe, and a quantum computer, which has the ability to quantum leap, basically. Quantum is an appropriate term. I've been using the term quantum leap, Chris, for 40-plus years. I started thinking about quantum leap in terms of leveraging a leveraged compensation plan. When I started thinking about if I worked this much harder because of the way the pay scales were, the pay was for a certain performance, I could get to I could go one step more level of effort, and quantum leap my income. And so I started thinking about it back then. So now we're talking about computers doing that, and we're still having difficulty, Chris, managing the power of digital computers in a way that doesn't make us creepy. How are we going to do quantum computing?
Well, I think it's an open question. I think it's, as you say, by quantum computing can solve problems we thought were intractable or unaddressable because they're so going to be so powerful. Also, as you say, the risk to security. So will these quantum computers be able to crack any kind of conceivable code, and is security going to go out the window? I mean, I think we have to think of it as similar to what they call classical computers. That's what they call normal computers now, that we think of as computers like Macs and PCs, classical computers. I mean, we're in the middle of still managing that battle between cybersecurity and cyber theft. And it's going to be a similar thing with quantum. I mean, it kind of comes with the territory. We'll address it. We'll have to figure it out somehow. But to manage expectations, I mean, I think we're realistically probably 5 to 10 years away from really a viable general-purpose quantum computer. Because currently they need to operate in almost absolute zero. They're very fragile. They're very expensive.
Zero temperature you're talking about.
Yeah, absolute zero temperature, yeah. So
very cold because they cold create a lot of heat.
Yeah, close to a vacuum. I mean, this is very, very early days, although I was saying the threat, we have some time to figure out how to manage the threat, but it's also, going to be a long time before general access to quantum computing is available.
Let me put one thing on the table, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that I think will help people appreciate the power of this thing. Right now, when you create a new password, you might have a little indicator at the bottom of the password where the website is telling you if it's a strong password or not, right?
Yeah.
We've all seen those. And so you create a strong password, and you're so happy because it's all green lights, right? And today with a digital computer, even though a digital computer could go through the motions and crack that password code, it would take so long and be so expensive, it wouldn't be worth the effort. But a quantum computer will probably do away with, we probably won't be able to have passwords if everybody, whenever quantum computing is ubiquitous, right? Because a quantum computer could crack that excellent password in seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're already seeing trending in that direction, right? So toward, like, biometrics. Because, I mean, there are, you know, people are hacked, you know, various computers and got emails and distributed them, mentioning no names.
Right.
But, I mean, that kind of stuff is going on. I think it'll be, we'll have to create some new way to keep data safe. So biometrics will be one part of the solution, probably. Might be what they call, multi-pass kind of authentication. So it'll be, they say it's like something you know, something you are, something you see, whatever. So some kind of code, something biometric, something related to a captured gesture or something like
What's the first application you see winding up on Main Street from a quantum computer?
I think it's going to be related to drug discovery. Right, I mean, pharmaceutical companies sort of inventing and manipulating molecules, creating new drugs that they can then market. Because there's the comparative sort of time to value, I think, makes it worth it.
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly looking at using quantum and financial services, you know, to identify, to do trading and identify trending and sort of AI on steroids, if you will. They're running sort of AI algorithms on these quantum computers.
Right.
And accelerate the process of machine learning. You know, as algorithms take over, these machines will be tied to how they get written in it and how they execute.
Folks, this is the future. And we're not talking about computers. See, here's the one thing I think we need to point out as we go to a break here, Chris. We're not talking about computers that are going to be running themselves or have their own, you know, the ability to take over anything. All these are all computers that are going to be commanded by human beings.
Yeah. Well, for sure. At the end of the day, it's humans that are managing this stuff.
That's exactly right.
We're the reason
garbage in, garbage out is still prevails, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah.
Quick break.
Yeah,
I'm Jim Blassing, Game 10 Tales. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.